Did we make it? Are we back?
Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, broadcasting live Monday nights, 9 p.m. at skidrowstudios.com, and available to listen to at your leisure on iTunes and to view on YouTube. And tonight it is my hot and frothy pleasure to welcome back, for the first time in months, if you can believe that. Listen, I've read your tweets, I've gotten your emails, I've seen your comments about it, and we made it happen. So please welcome back tonight, for the first time since May, Chris Abalo and his merry band of delinquents. That's right. Please welcome back John Karunas.
Sup?
Woo!
We're back.
Yeah.
We're going back in time.
Oh, I missed out on that one, man. Norman Trotter.
Hey, guys.
And Candace Feltz.
Sup, bitches.
Finally, for the first time since Cape 49. That's right. Chris and the merry band of delinquents. When last we left them, we're discussing rainbow penis pops and puns. And everyone's favorite stuff, basically.
Why do you think it took so long to get back?
I think so. That, you know what? It was right after Norman's party, because Norman was giving John grief about not coming to his party and something about John being engaged.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
what party? It was
didn't he give us a better name when you and I did the show?
Radishes and Raisins.
Oh, there we go. Radishes, yeah. True. Radishes, Raisins.
Which, that was tremendous. Now, this is the first time I've seen you guys, the two of you, together anyway, in a while. And I'm pretty sure.
That was aggressive, wasn't it?
John's wildly offended. We're 2.5 minutes in, and he's already
like,
that.
Well, it literally was like an hour of me and Norman's actual conversation.
Well, that's all this is,
like,
anyway.
That's really, like, what we had at dinner tonight is what we did on the show.
Like, let's prepare. Let's just talk.
That's what it was all about. That was, that got a tremendous response, to the point where people are like, why aren't they doing their own show? And I said, I have no idea. I think it should be a thing. But obviously, that's up to you guys.
We're way too attractive for that.
Obviously.
We need to be like,
TV.
No such thing.
TV.
Exactly.
No such
TV.
Thing. I don't know. I think the Fruit Salad podcast would be good. Two gays in LA present fruit. No, never mind.
That's too gay. Radishes and Raisins, it's already been established.
Okay.
We have a name already.
Make it happen. I'm just telling you, the public's clamoring for it.
Well, I don't know.
What about John? He said anything about our show.
Yeah, John.
I don't know how any of this works.
John's like, I just show up when I can.
Guys, I do a podcast every night, except there's no radio involved, and it's usually just me.
And an empty bottle of Jameson.
In my room. That's my microphone.
Hey, let me tell you something else.
Coming up after the commercial
you
break.
You don't know pay until you've been stuck on a cruise ship with a bunch of families.
Yep.
Having to do contests.
You've heard the show.
All the time. Yeah.
That's your one listener. You found it.
Chris was like, I get this show, man.
I had to linger outside your window.
To me.
But just the same. Hey, listen, everybody. For the first time, going to be doing a giveaway on the show.
Just give it to me.
Which, maybe. Well, you have to enter. This is essentially going to kind of play like a raffle. Because a lot of people have been great about, of course, patronizing our fine sponsors. And also a lot of people kicking in via the PayPal button at chrisabala.com. Click support the show. And you can visit all our sponsors as well as the donate the show via PayPal. But some people just give in bunches. Some people kind of give on a monthly basis. So I thought, well, there's got to be something interesting we can do to thank those people. So this is essentially, like I said, going to be kind of like a raffle. So what we're doing starting tonight, essentially, since this is going out live, until October 15th, courtesy of working with our friends over at Amazon.com, for every dollar donated through PayPal, you get an entry to win the Jurassic World Combo Pack, which will be sent to you, the Blu-ray Combo Pack, Blu-ray, DVD, digital copy. And that should be delivered to the winner on the release day, which is October 20th. So if you're one of these people who's kicking in $5 a month, great. Yep, five entries. If you're someone who gives in like $20 chunks, 20 entries. So essentially, like I said, raffle style. So if you want to support the show and have a chance to win something that you're probably going to buy anyway, then go for it. So visit chrisaball.com, click the PayPal button, and you'll be entered. It's going on now until midnight Pacific time, October 15th. So a full 30 days to get in on that.
They could send it to us and we could sign it for them and then send it to them.
I was toying with the notion
of
that.
Because one day we're going to be important.
If you want it,
can I autograph it as the Velociraptor? Is that okay?
Only if you do it like with tiny arms.
Per the winner's request. Yeah, you have to put the Sharpie in your mouth.
Totally.
And sign it.
I'll do it. I'll do that.
There you go. Now, the winner, of course, will be notified on, I guess, the 16th. So if you want...
You won something, we're not going to tell you.
If you want an autograph by us, we'll do it, I guess. If you want something that's worth nothing now, but will be worth billions in a few short years, I think. All in?
Billions?
Could you imagine that? Like, this Blu-ray combo pack of Jurassic World signed by the
by people with nothing 49. To do with
it's worth $1.7 billion.
Yeah. That'd be an amazing, like...
Whatever.
That would be an incredible charity auction.
It's worth more than the Mona Lisa.
And we're all going to have to... Actually, it's a shame this is being recorded, because otherwise we can just claim, like, we knew one day we were going to be able to step up and support UNICEF or somebody, and we thought we should do our part and sign this Jurassic World Blu-ray combo pack.
Whatever, I'm doing it for Chris Pratt.
You're gonna what?
I think
just
we're
dedicating
all
my for him. Chris Pratt.
Dedicate, yeah.
Like, or to Chris get him, like Pratt. You should come here, Chris Pratt, and help us out with it. Yeah.
Chris Pratt, come sit in on our podcast.
Sit on me, Chris Pratt.
Don't talk, just listen. Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't doing it for that. Yeah, you can do it for that. That's fine.
When it comes to Jurassic World, there's only one entry Norman wants. That's right.
Whoa.
Starting early.
It's gotten racy.
Go. Oh my god.
Here we go.
We go deep with that conversation.
Oh, boy.
I wish I had a rim shot on here.
That's disgusting.
I bet you do.
I need my own soundboard. I've been threatening to do it for a while.
That's what she said.
And I haven't done...
I'm sorry. I just...
The apparently most arbitrary, that's what she said.
Yeah, I don't need one because I have you to just lob in. Kind of like...
Throw in what I feel like whenever I want.
Stock comments from left field, unsolicited.
It's like, my favorite position.
Hey, now.
Left field.
Ooh.
What?
I don't know. Whatever.
Everything is innuendo.
I don't know what we're talking about, so I'm just saying things.
Everything was so... I think the rest of the show, everything I'm going to say is going to be innuendo.
I can get behind that.
It's my fault.
You already took it from me. I was going to be the innuendo man. I was going to do it.
You'll find a way. You'll come up with something.
I will.
With involving slit tickler and love muscle and all those other euphemisms you like so much.
We're going to have to read
this. He's back in his porn or whatever.
By the way, can I just say that has floored me, because now, Candace, you weren't here, but I assume you at least checked out Kate 56.
American I know all the
story.
Porns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Porns.
That episode has...
I'm super up on the porns.
That episode has rocketed to the third most viewed episode on YouTube.
Everyone's at home.
Listen, this is good.
Norman's porn. Yes.
Well, that's the funny thing, because I did by my own... Because I thought it was appropriate. Since Norman, for about 41 minutes, is just sucking on that cock pop while people are reading, I thought maybe this should have an age restriction just for the sake of, you know, keeping keeping things as
candy.
I'm sure our demographic is 12-year-olds.
But it was good. It was still anatomically correct. Speaking for myself,
it had
anyway.
It had a slit. I remember we examined it.
But I sucked it off. You couldn't see it anymore.
It's true.
Yeah, but you were good. You were taking your time with that thing while everyone was... Well, anyway,
I don't know if that's what he's
like. That's how people eat candy.
Maybe.
Slowly and deliberately.
You take your time.
Have you ever seen me eat a Pop Rocks, right? Dude? It's the most erotic thing. I really take my time.
It's one rock at a time.
Yeah.
Well, the funniest part is it's gotten, like I said, tons of views already. The third most watched episode of the show, despite the age restriction. And what's even funnier, because my sister Carol sat in your place, Candace, and was the third member of the panel, and and is as a front row in the mission control right now, front row seat. And just in conversation with my mother mentioned, oh, Carol sat in on the show. You know, we had a good time this week. It was a lot of fun, blah, blah, blah. Not... I mean, look, there's a point where you would think your son has a website. He does a show. You might go check it out. Well, my mother...
She checked that one out.
She did. She listened to that episode. And
her children.
Here's, yeah.
Cock pops.
Wait, who's did Carol read?
She didn't read any.
Oh, she just sat.
Yeah, she was just here participating. But just
you
know,
you cheated. That's what happened.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah, Carol wrote yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even sure.
That was it.
Which I haven't decided is appropriate or not.
She was, but she didn't do anything. Well, okay.
I think Chris held her down and like said whipped her and like.
Okay, don't talk about holding sisters down writing porn. That's
Norman, you're fucked up.
You went to like a 50 Shades place with that.
I did. Sorry, Carol.
I'm not sorry. Your mom listened to the porn.
She did. Well,
was she turned on at all?
Was she proud of you?
She didn't say. Well, no, her reaction was, oh, I listened to the episode that Carol was on. That was really funny.
She wasn't crying?
No.
The only thing she says is like, I listened to an episode. Norman really hates John a lot.
But that's what I was expecting. Like, I thought the gays were a docile, friendly people. I see them on the Project Runway, and I think they're... No, she didn't say that at all. She's not like...
Because if you watch Project like Runway, you would learn that we are not docile.
Well, I don't have any
crying and nails.
First show that popped in my head. But alas...
Well, I hope your mom enjoyed the porn.
Yeah. She didn't. Mm-hmm. But she didn't give any feedback, which is the good thing. She didn't say like, that was way dirty, and you... Yeah, or like, oh, it's dirty, or why is... You know, was there so much curse or whatever. She just said, that was really funny. And I thought, well, she didn't like it. She wouldn't have to bring it up at all that she listened to it. If it wasn't her thing, she could just not told me. Oh, I listened to the episode that you and your sister were on. Then be like, oh, shit. But nonetheless, still popular. So there you go. We're all just
even
a bunch
among
of,
moms.
What a surprise.
Even
parents.
So
even among supportive parents. The retired Caucasian.
Hey, man, everyone's mother got fantasies. Population.
This is true.
Dude, we are just upping our demographic every episode.
Every episode.
I had no idea.
Lowering and raising the bar.
Right? Simultaneously.
Making dreams come true.
And now we're here after a long summer apart. What, now I said this and a few weeks ago did a show, 2 weeks ago I actually did a show solo because I kind of wanted to give everybody a break because it's been summertime. As I said, it's kind of tough to get people, to get guests, period, and frankly, Sherry was on almost every other week for like 2 months, if not the entire summer.
Get it, Sherry.
Because people have vacation, people doing whatever. So that's part of the reason we haven't been together. It just kind of didn't work out. Hell, I missed a week because of plans. So what has everybody been up to? What'd you guys do? I know, well, Candace, you've been traveling. You took a very, very recent trip to America's Hat. Which I've never
went
been to.
Canada.
Yes.
I also turned 30. That's a thing.
Yay.
Thanks. I wasn't going to bring it up. I know better than talk about women in their age.
I'm fine with it.
But he's amazing.
It's going to be the best decade. I did. I went to Canada. That was the best. Love Canada.
Had you been there before or was this the first time?
No. Everyone in Canada is really nice.
I believe it.
Like super nice. And I saw some whales, which was the best.
In Canada?
Yes. It's orca season. It was the greatest.
Orca season.
And we ate poutine, which is also the best.
God, yes.
Poutine with pork on it. It was so good. It was
a lovely poutine bar in Westwood.
Shut your mouth. Where?
I forget what it's called. I will find out for you.
You better text me. I have the label.
I had poutine with duck, and it was incredible. No, for real,
look
though.
Look at my face.
It's I if you've had poutine, text. Like, it's incredible.
24 hours.
I got you, girl.
Why duck?
I got it. Oh, God.
Because it was on the menu.
Delicious. You don't
just
have
to
questions.
Clarify, I didn't only order the duck. I had the poutine flight, so it came with
Shut
many
up.
A
I
different
hate you.
Poutine.
Stop. It's going to be fancy
this is
poutine.
A thing. This is a thing.
Carrie, if you're listening.
Anywho.
I know what we're doing this weekend.
Yeah. I'll get it for you. I
oh,
promise.
Oh, God. Thank you. So I did that. I got cast in a show. I'm going to be in a show in October.
Congratulations.
A Halloween show. Thank you.
As a play?
A play.
Or a show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're going to have to come on my show and promote it sometime.
I will.
Yeah, act out a scene from it or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Act out a scene. It's a horror anthology play.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, we will get to it. Well, keep, because who knows when this is going to happen again. No, but really, keep me posted because
yeah,
the audience
sure.
is going to want to know.
Yeah. It's,
congratulations.
It's going to be fun. So that's what I've been doing. I traveled a lot. Did summer things. You know.
Frolicked at the beach.
I did yeah. do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as
that's
you do.
What I've been up to. Working and... moving, getting ready to move.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The joy of moving.
Evocation.
One of the most stressful events that doesn't involve grief.
Wait,
at
it
least
does
concerning,
involve grief.
Concerning couples. Like, there's the loss of a loved one. Or
I mean,
you
no
know,
one dies
like
except
that.
Your spirit.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. As far as something that doesn't include tragedy, like grief that's the effect of tragedy,
mm-hmm.
moving is the worst experience you can go through as a couple.
It's not great. We yeah. did great, though. We found a place that's fine.
Did you? Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Norman, what'd you
that's
do?
What?
Me?
Drank.
I quit
drank.
My job. Actually,
drank.
I didn't drink for 6 weeks.
You didn't? And
I
we
started drinking.
Slim and trim figure. Sexy beast.
That's right.
And Norman's wearing cutoff shorts to show off that figure,
Jorts.
Too.
That's
and I'm wearing a dress.
You are. You look good, though. I'll give that to you.
You look slutty to me.
That's how I roll. Always. I shop
so
in the slutty section.
Yep. But now I'm, I quit my job, as you
yes.
guys all know, and now I'm focusing on becoming a full-time editor. So if you guys want me to be your editor for film and TV, you know, hit me up and pay me money, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Give me money. Give me your money.
He's amazing, seriously. He's a fantastic editor, you guys.
I paid him. I paid him to do some work for me, and
you know,
I've gotten
story.
Nothing but positive feedback from it.
Absolutely.
Because you did reels for both John and Candace, and they're here, and you're here, and I'm here. In as much as I have a site that this show is going to be on, may I put the reels on the Cape 67 post so people can watch them and we can promote your shit?
You don't make it gross or anything like that.
What am I going to? I'm just going to.
I don't know.
Get a video, dude.
How do you make it gross?
Right.
You
got a weird picture over it or
check
something.
Check out this reel and also penis.
Yeah. I'm going to like, yeah. It's going to be like Fight Club where I'm going to edit it myself and insert just a cock.
Yeah, why not?
Rainbow cocks.
Why
yes.
not?
It might work because of that, though. It might work.
In West Hollywood or
you will. I'm not. You're going to get credit.
You never know.
So, everybody, if you're interested in Norman's technical post-production abilities, then, okay, look for the Cape 67 post at chrisabal.com, where Candace and John's reels will be, where you can also check out their extreme acting and hosting abilities.
You know?
John's
whoa.
A host, not me.
Yeah.
Yet.
John's got skills.
Yet. Raisins and radishes.
Everybody here's got skills.
Could happen. You guys can get pitch it to Logo.
I don't want to be on the Logo. This
why
is
not?
So stereotypical.
Stereotypical.
I like to dream big.
Okay. What's your ideal? If you
know.
Could do it, all right. Let's take a flight of whimsy, John. We'll talk about
no
your
way.
Summer
we
in
have
a second.
To ask John what he's doing,
okay.
And then
yeah.
we can circle back around because you know we're never going to circle back
this
around.
Is true.
Right, yeah, that's true.
John.
Also, we're going to look up. Be like 2 minutes, 11 seconds. Shit.
This better be good, John.
What'd you do this summer, John?
Nothing.
I know one thing.
No, dude, I worked.
According to Norman, John knocked somebody up this summer.
That's so not
congratulations.
True. Oh,
did you marry that girl?
No, I didn't.
I think
no.
the last time we were talking
that's
about
true.
You were getting engaged or something.
Because yep. you were there for my party.
Congratulations.
This girl you're like,
right.
like
uh-huh.
a baby in or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, guys. I became a dad. That is not accurate.
Congrats, everyone involved.
Yeah. No, man, I worked. That was really the majority of my time, you know?
Did you get away?
Just working.
Did you
huh?
do any? Did you get away at all or no?
No.
I didn't either.
No, I save my vacation for right around the holidays. I do that.
I'm with
what
you.
I do, honestly, and the reason is because, like, I don't take 2 weeks off at a time. What I do is I give myself for, like, 2 months, just 4-day weekends for, like, 2 days, for like, 2 months.
It's the yeah. best.
It's my
oh,
favorite
I thing. Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
Solid
it's
choice.
The bomb.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Just take a Friday
yeah.
and a Monday.
Well done.
And I contracted this guy to do the reel. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's just kind of pushing
right.
forward
yeah.
right now, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's
yeah.
trying to make
did
moves.
Did we shoot
yeah.
this summer, or was that before we did the last one? When was the last thing we did?
the we did a, Tuan short.
Yeah, you guys did we a, do that after that?
Did it.
Or before?
Hysterical.
What? Did we do what?
The Tuan short with the face.
No face yeah, guy?
Before or after what?
The last time we did a podcast together.
We didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about it on the show.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was after. So we did another little short together.
Yeah, we did another short.
Yeah, that will be, that, I will post that as well.
Cool. It's weird.
Or you could follow. I thought it was hysterical. So you could check, you know what, and follow also, we will share all relevant links on the Cape social media. So Cape Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. We'll get the shares out. And like the show on Facebook as well. Look for Chris Ball's podcast experiment. We'd appreciate it. But yeah, we didn't talk about that short. That was really funny. I found that from, I forget. I don't remember if somebody shared. It wasn't through one of you, but I found, I was just like, when did they shoot this thing?
Literally like after work the one was day in like 45 for like, minutes.
Yeah. Poor it John was, couldn't feel his face. And Tuan like wrapped
yeah.
Coban around his face.
And I can't escape that because I'm in the middle of another short right so now. Dumb. And it also involves bandages around my head. I cannot escape them.
Is it with Tuan?
Which
again?
Is odd.
No, this one's with Larry.
You are a reasonably attractive man. So
you know,
it's interesting that
don't
people
tell him that. Don't.
People are just trying to listen. People are trying to keep me down, man. You know,
I can appreciate another man's handsomeness.
More than me, I don't think you can.
Well, we're talking apples and oranges here.
But for real, if you want to watch John stick his finger in my mouth, watch that movie because that's a weird thing that happened.
What?
I did not see this.
Tuan like was like.
Just watch the short.
Yeah, watch it.
Or maybe I put my tongue in your mouth, your hand, not your mouth.
No, you stuck your tongue out. Did he put his face?
Yes,
his hand on your
that's
face.
That's right. Whatever.
That's what it was. You kind of like were leaning into him and then push him away.
You got sexual.
Which is
no,
going to be
pushed me away.
It's going to be funnier for people to watch if they're fans of this show because contextually they're going to be like, well, they're totally playing characters.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Of events that unfold in the short, it's going to be like,
because
wow,
I would never put my tongue all over John's hand in real life.
I don't know.
Never.
See your hand, John.
Sure. Never do that.
Well, never.
Let me see your hand.
You heard it
look
here.
At that bad Larry.
Oh, that's pretty
right
gross.
There.
I don't want to take, put it, I don't know.
I think you need to use hand sanitizer, so whatever.
I used hand sanitizer.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
See, innuendo.
Here we
that's
go.
Right.
Anywho.
Yes, anywho.
What were you going to ask before we asked John what he did?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
Cool.
I have no idea what I was going to talk about. Is anybody in the booth paying attention?
Oh, you were going to
no?
ask something about our ideal something or another.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where would you, if you were to do a show with Norman vis-a-vis
like a
raisins
TV
and
show?
Radishes, if you did like a chat show, like and let's say an After Dark chat show, because this is a primetime show, technically.
Oh.
It's a late night show on the East Coast.
Primetime.
But this is a primetime show because it's 9 p.m. show.
Okay, well, obviously it has to be somewhere I can swear a lot.
Do you swear
so
a lot?
So HBO?
Yes.
I've never noticed.
Dude, have you
my
met her?
Mom.
I don't notice her swearing.
You know, I don't notice it until my mom, like, listens to me and then she's like.
She tunes into the show.
And then
she's
I'm like.
Candace, good God.
Mom, and she's like, if you just, I'm like, they're just words, it's fine. I don't know. Where would we do a show? Like a late night? Like, I don't know. All I can think of is like at midnight. On
Comedy Central.
Yeah, Comedy Central. But I don't feel like we had a show we would only talk about like funny things. Like we get into like
we get deep
conversations.
Guys. We're real people.
So I don't know. BBC America.
I was thinking HBO like a taxi cab confessions kind of thing. Like we put you guys in the backseat of an Uber and you just have a conversation
about,
ride
like,
around
TCM.
Los Angeles.
That's like, you know.
Oh, TCM. I could do TCM.
Yeah, that's TCM, yeah.
Can we wear like old 40s clothes and like talk like this.
I'm pretty sure
what
Norman
kind of
wouldn't be allowed.
Are you trying
yeah,
to
no,
like,
really, I really.
If you want to pretend,
ask me about my audience. You asked about what I wanted.
And I'm imagining you wearing those costumes and Norman still being like, "Tell me about your life." Like, and people will be like, "This shit is."
I want
this.
To wear like yeah, three like, pieces with like a top hat.
They think they're tuning in for a period piece, but then you two are just completely
it's something
modern.
Else. I don't know. I've never thought about like that because I never really thought about having like a chat show or whatnot.
We should, Candace.
We should. You're
show.
Right. We totally should.
I'm here to tell
John,
you,
you are not
there's
invited.
An audience for it.
Norman, don't you think I know that I'm not invited? Yeah.
I think it goes without saying after, what's this
we
been,
can come.
8 months?
We can work as the crew.
You can fetch coffee for everybody. Polish Norman's shoes. That's the kind of work
you
you'll
get
be
him
doing.
Cock pops when he wants.
It's fine.
There we go.
Well, it offers on the table,
wait,
among
John,
other things.
If you had your own what network?
You guys just named my dream right here in working
good,
with Norman.
Great.
Oh my God, you're giving my cock pop PA.
That's right.
Like, no one rabbit.
Yeah.
I can finally be a
CPA, a cockpop associate. I could be this. I'm a CPA in Hollywood. It's no big deal.
You should get
really impressive.
Get a business card, right?
CPA.
Because who's to know?
Nobody.
Yeah. Let's be like, oh, a CPA. I didn't know you were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Into
that's
accounting.
Right. Yeah. I know you like accounting.
Something.
I account for Norman's cockpops.
Exactly.
He always has to have one at room temperature, ready to go, ready to be unwrapped slowly.
There you go.
That's right.
That's very right.
I just had a vision of you in a green room screaming about rainbow cock pops while John runs around frantically
because
someone
hid
them.
Having a moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man,
that
size. And that would totally be Norman. Norman would be the diva host.
You'd basically
Candace
be like
would
want to
get down. Candace would get down to business. Norman would be
you'd
the diva.
You'd be Mugatu from Zoolander. You either get that reference or you don't.
Crickets.
Will Ferrell's character in Zoolander, over the top he is.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm a classy personality. Okay.
Mugatu is incredibly classy. You have clearly.
That's fair. I'm inclined to agree. He's classy.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, so. new question. Before somebody gets upset. Before you two start getting physical with each other. Okay, so here's something disturbing I saw a week ago Friday. Was
always
at a
my
restaurant.
Favorite way people start things.
What?
Here's something disturbing I saw.
Well,
lay it on me.
That's what she said.
At a restaurant.
Ew.
This is, I don't need a soundboard. You guys are absolutely right.
At a restaurant.
Middle-aged guy. I'm going to put him at like late 40s, you know, because salt and pepper hair, but still kind of youngish looking.
Richard Gere.
Was he hot?
He wasn't John Karunas hot, but he was.
You have such a boner for Karunas, like such a boner.
Boom.
Hey, John, if you're ever like needing to get laid and you're kind of feeling desperate, you could call Chris.
No, I feel like a good
blowjob. Can I just go on record as saying John was invited to be my date to a wedding in New Jersey? That's a real thing.
Do you guys know what happens at weddings when you're somebody's date?
Yeah, people get drunk and sleep together.
A lot of cool stuff.
He didn't go.
It didn't happen yet. It's 6 months away. We're going to start a GoFundMe page to fly
like
John
should
to New Jersey.
Let's do this.
You should do it.
I think so.
Record everything about that wedding.
That would be an amazing crowdfunding campaign. Like based around the show. It's just like fly John to New Jersey. And we'll have like a fly on the wall documentary of you and I being into the States to do
and
wedding.
It'll be me.
Because you would be my plus one.
Yeah.
Because I'm.
It'd be plus fun.
Oh.
It's good
and
to see you guys. That's John Karunas.
John Karunas. Check out his hosting reel. Look for Cave67 at chrisabalo.com. Anyway, middle-aged guy. I'm putting him in middle-age. Had a t-shirt on. Good night, Candace. Had on a t-shirt. Had a $100 bill. Ben Franklin had sunglasses on.
Yes.
On the bill. And the t-shirt, the words above and below, all about the Benjamins. Now, this is why it was disturbing to me, because I can only assume this guy is either divorced or terminally single, because if he had a wife, she would never let him leave the house like that, or even a girlfriend. And I'm classifying him as straight because no gay guy would ever wear something that stupid out.
He was blind.
Maybe, but this guy was walking around solo, so, like no stick, no dog, no nothing.
Several things. Did you follow him to the bathroom to see if he had a big dick?
No.
Okay, then you don't know if he's single. Second off, there's a magical thing called PYB. Pick your battles. You play this game with toddlers. You also sometimes play it with significant others.
But
sometimes you say, wear that fucking shirt, whatever.
I'm not one to criticize people for wearing t-shirts.
But guess what I'm going to do this weekend. That's what you do. Wear that stupid fucking
shirt.
Wait,
why was the story disturbing? I don't understand.
Because he's wearing a shirt that said all about the Benjamins.
That's it?
It just makes he's stuck in like 95, that's all.
Yeah. What? And you know who doesn't wear a shirt with a Benjamin on it that says all about the Benjamins? Anybody who's got the Benjamins.
You're right.
Wear that.
You're right. It's right up there with the nobody who lives in Malibu drives a Chevy Malibu. It's that kind of.
Yeah, see,
fair,
there you
fair,
go.
Fair.
You're right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that pegs him as terminally single. I mean, like,
I can't imagine anyone would let.
Wait, what restaurant was that? BJ's? It sounds like it's BJ's.
Well, are we talking about the same place?
No, well, you know what I'm talking
about. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know what we were talking about. Yeah, like what kind, like a, yeah. Like a chain?
It was at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, well,
that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
How does it not count?
It doesn't
no,
count.
No, it's not like he's in like Ruth's Chris with an all about the Benjamin shirt on. Like, for fuck's sake.
I just meant.
T-shirt. The guy was like, I need a burrito. Where's my fucking shirt? Oh, I bought this dumb shirt 5 years ago. Let me wear this shit. Sometimes you need a burrito like you need to get off.
I understand that completely.
I couldn't imagine ever wearing that out to a restaurant.
I don't know. I've worn some dumb shit before. I don't give a shit.
I mean, it's going to get
everybody. I don't know. John's wearing a dress. Like, ask him.
Yeah,
it's
dude. True. I do it all the time. Can you?
Just so everybody has John a point of reference. It. Could you stand up and give everybody the full?
I think I want to preserve the illusion that I'm in a dress.
No, please don't say that. No, don't. I love it.
People don't understand.
It's a fashionably long t-shirt. It ends right there.
Oh, my God.
You know what my favorite part is that.
See that right there?
It's a tunic.
Don't pull it down to my knees, Norman.
Like, it looks like funfetti to me.
It is like funfetti.
Boom.
Yeah, immediately I saw a shirt and
fashion,
I was like,
y'all.
I would like some Funfetti cupcakes right now.
See, it made you want.
Not your dick.
I didn't say
cupcakes.
That.
Yeah, this shirt doesn't have the power to turn anybody.
What, is the guy single? Is it that serious that he wore that shirt? What do you think?
Who?
Norman and I are.
Oh, the guy back
the
to the Benjamin
Not your dress shirt. We know John. We feel fine about that.
About what? What's the question right
the
now?
The guy with the Benjamin shirt.
Yes.
What do you think? Inappropriate? Who cares? I mean, you would never wear it, obviously.
What did it look like his name was?
No, this is actually a fair question.
Did he look like something simple like a Bob or a Matt? Or did he look something more exotic, like maybe a Leo or maybe a Lawrence? What did he look like?
Can I go with Larry?
You can go with Larry. Okay.
And say maybe he's not as classy as Lawrence?
He might be single.
Okay.
He might be single. Not for sure. Not for sure. But he might be.
I think he has a big dick. Somebody with a big dick is going to wear a shirt like that because they're like, I don't give a fuck.
Maybe it's an inside joke because his name is Benjamin.
Oh, there it
shit.
Is. Oh, boom.
Bam. Figured it out.
Done. Then
he should have had his face.
This must be what Einstein felt like all the time.
When he was working at the patent office.
Yeah. Not unlike yourself, John.
He might be Benjamin.
Fucking he comes up with one idea and now he's Einstein.
Right? We saw the mystery together, you piece of shit.
Whatever.
I don't know. You guys landed on him. You two went first, and then you went to John. I vote for John's appearance and execution of the
joke. Oh, God, that's because you have, like, a hard-on for him.
Who doesn't?
Whatever, like, dude. We're hopping in the mystery machine, and we're getting to the next case.
Candace, you don't count.
I do count.
She can appreciate.
How is that even fair? Something. I've slept with dudes. How does that not count?
I just meant you're not inclined to favor John. Beyond, I mean, you don't
I'm
even
not
want to sitting
favor
on that
John
side
because
of the
that
table.
Would be like
nobody,
a
nobody's
brother.
Inclined.
Like,
wait, didn't you
weird.
Marry him in Mary Fuck Hill?
That's a good question.
Did I marry you?
I think everybody killed him.
No, I
except
didn't kill him.
Me.
Pretty much everybody killed
him.
I married you.
No shit.
Oh, I changed him in the basement. Fucked you.
We didn't.
You did.
Well, that was separate.
Did you? That was the porn. This is getting off topic.
This is way off topic.
Remember.
It's a legit question. Did you kill him?
I can't remember.
I like we're trying to figure out which of us killed me because we all know more than one person in this room killed me when we played that game.
Too. I think Chris said kill.
I married you.
No, Chris married. I think
Chris married John.
Yeah, obviously.
We didn't just make love.
No,
oh my God.
You mean more to me than that, John. I love you for your mind.
Interesting.
I'm attracted to that big, sexy brain of yours,
John. You know,
John.
When my God. Looks go, my
guys,
brain will keep.
That's right. Well, if you keep wearing those tunics, I'm in.
Dude,
oh,
I've been drinking
nothing but mead lately in my tunic.
This is nasty.
Walking around with a sack of gold.
Chewing on a mutton.
going village to village.
They're crossing a line now.
I'm going to lick the electrical socket. Forget it.
I'll hold your hand.
Thank you.
Anything to change the topic. Anything at all.
Can we stand in a pool of water? Anyway, John's wearing a tunic and Benjamin's fine.
Okay.
If he's not getting laid by a chick, he's getting laid by himself plenty, so it's fine.
I saw him in motion, so I didn't see if he went back to it. He could have had a table full of Brazilian thong models that
you
he was walking back to.
You did not even, like, quantify that. You're all disturbed by it, and you walked past him. It's not even like he's, like, sitting there crying into a plate of, like, carne asada.
Beans.
Like,
that sounds like a great time.
That was John's show last week, actually.
Friday night. So no big deal.
Yes.
John finished the Jameson just face down in a plate of...
Dude.
Yeah.
Another successful show.
Face down in fajitas.
I don't know, whatever.
Next week.
That's a great name for a show.
I'm down for Benjamin. You get you some.
Okay.
You do you, Benjamin. You wear that shirt. I don't
Why not? I just have such a vision of Benjamin in my head now. That's it.
I feel like he looks to me like Napoleon Dynamite in my brain.
In your
hair,
no.
Curly hair.
He looks to me in my head, he looks to be like just like an average office worker who probably had like Clark's shoes on. I don't know, like cargo pants.
Do you think this t-shirt was his way of cutting loose?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Totally.
So I should still feel sorry for him. If he's just like, it's Friday, I'm going to wear my Friday night shirt. Yeah. And he pulled on that all about the Benjamins.
My philosophy.
Yeah, it's like
all about the Benjamins, baby.
Ben Franklin in sunglasses shows this guy knows how to party.
Yep.
That's what I'm going with.
Yep.
I feel
he's
like
he's already dead.
Already.
Somehow I just imagine
it's been 10 days.
With like, did you see Night at the Museum Part 2?
No.
All right, well, whatever. There was a lot of tiny Einstein bobblehead dolls, and I'm literally imagining this guy, like, surrounded by tiny Benjamin Franklin dolls wearing a t-shirt that says All About the Benjamins with sunglasses on.
But in
surrounded
context,
by all about
he's
the Benjamins.
Definitely dead.
That makes total sense. Then I would understand, be like, he's literally all about Benjamin, because look at his collection of bobbleheads.
Well, maybe he's a serial killer, and he only kills Benjamins.
Like I said, I
don't
may...
know.
Like
this
Buffalo
is like,
Bill, sort of?
Yes.
I may
Buffalo Benjamin.
I may have incorrectly judged him in that his entire he could have been part of a reenactment group who does the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and maybe he was the guy who like cosplayed as Ben Franklin.
That's way too literal. That's a stretch.
It's Friday night though. He was there to party. Clearly.
By himself?
I don't know. See, I didn't see him. He could have. No, I saw him in motion. I walked past the guy, and I just thought, "What the hell?"
Was he limping? Was he crying? Did he have shame in his eyes?
Was his fly down?
Was he limping? Was he crying?
Was he walking?
Did he have salsa on his shirt? I don't.
What kind of cell phone did he have? Was it a BlackBerry? Was it?
Did it have an antenna?
Questions.
And yet, I'm being made to feel like an asshole because I paid attention to his shirt compared to his fly.
Did he have glasses on? Were they on top of his head? Were they behind his ears?
Is this man getting laid? Like you couldn't help but feel like he was single. So you need like a full assessment, not just a t-shirt.
Answers. Was it come in his hands?
Not that I noticed, but if his fly was down, maybe. He was walking away from the men's room, so I have to assume he was in there.
fucking a burrito.
Or Benjamin's.
Oh my God, it makes sense now.
Benjamin
or
is,
Benjamin's.
In your estimation, is oversized dick.
Glory
so.
Hole.
Oh, was there a glory
All
hole in the bathroom?
All this just really, it's Taco Tuesday tomorrow, and I'm just really excited. It's like, man.
If you see anybody with a shirt on, will you take a picture?
Sure.
So we can
just sit with him
I'll
and just ask
one.
Him questions.
Can we just analyze it later? Like, just analyze. I'm like, do you have a large penis? Are you single? And
yeah, I'll have it. It'll just, we'll come
people?
Up with the list of questions
Great.
That I'll ask him.
Super. Right after you give me that name of the poutinery.
Okay.
Super.
The poutinery.
That's what they call them in Canada, poutineries.
Is that for real?
That's
yes.
an awful name.
Poutineries is where you can go and order like a zillion different types of poutine. It's real.
So I did see poutine on a, God, where the poutine. Hell was I? I saw it on so a, like a chain restaurant had it on their menu and I couldn't.
Don't do that.
No, so I wasn't going to get it. I was just surprised to see it on somebody's menu. What the hell restaurant was it?
Literally, I
Carol
don't know.
Knows.
I don't know if I've eaten.
Carol,
you want to buzz in and let me just.
Carol, putting things on your ears doesn't make you able to talk.
You have to. Yeah.
It's
two straps
it's
on
not,
headphones. No, assuming we can hear her.
Red Robin
had poutine? Oh, I was there with you.
I have said that before.
That's
but it sounded like weird.
Yum.
And like, Red Robin, no.
It's random, right?
Shut
Candace
the fuck
is
up.
The only one that got that.
What?
I have no idea what that is.
Red Robin.
Yum.
I said yum.
You remember on the commercial they go, Red Robin.
Yum. It's the
I got
song.
It. It's
That's
mine.
Why I don't watch TV. I watch people's shirts.
Yeah. They do give you endless fries.
It's true.
I'm into that.
I thought it was random that Red Robin would have poutine. It just seems
Red
like
Robin's
a strange
big in Canada. Too.
Are they?
It was like a thing in Canada.
They're really? Just starting to branch out.
And A&W.
In New Jersey.
There was an A&W on every corner.
Really?
Yeah, we went in and they were like, we have the best root beer. And I was like,
I know who you
it's
are.
It's like a thing.
A&Ws are dope. They've got root beer like on tap.
And they give you a frosted mug.
It's cool.
When you order any beverage.
That's really? A true story. Yeah, it's all right.
Have you been to Canada?
Canada's classy.
I've been to Canada, but I didn't go to there used to be an A&W where I grew up in Simi Valley. We used to have an A&W there.
Oh.
Like A&Ws are a thing. Do people not?
I've been to Canada, but I did not have A&W in Canada.
You fucked up, John.
That's a lost opportunity.
Dude. We just needed to grab something really fast. We were going to do things, and I was like, whatever.
Song. Well, when Kate takes the Cape Road Show, the Great White North, we'll get it done.
Yeah, the Canadians will love us.
This is my question.
To whom?
This is my question.
I can't go, okay, Chris?
I believe there's some blackout dates.
This is... They're called restricted.
Sorry,
here's my question.
Apologies.
All right. Earlier, when the topic of Canada came up, you said, America's hat.
Yes.
What kind of hat is Canada?
Ooh,
is it a fitted cap? I imagine it more of like one of those jester caps that you wear and it goes in like different directions with like the jingle bells on the end of it.
I don't think Canadians are that wacky. I think it's something a little more reserved.
Like one of those Rasta hats that has the dreadlocks in it that you put on.
Yeah.
That's what Benjamin was wearing.
Single
I can't believe I missed that. 12-year-old
boy comes back with from their cruise to Jamaica.
I'm thinking, I don't know. I think Canada would be something more responsible. Like more.
A more responsible hat.
I'm thinking like a bowler hat.
A bowler hat's not responsible.
Yes, it is.
That
it
means shows you smoke cigarettes or something.
The Canadian people are an upstanding people from what I saw in the
What even the fuck is a responsible hat?
We're trying to figure that out, Candace.
I mean something not as wild as like a jester's hat.
Like a baseball cap?
No. No. It's not that. No. It's definitely. If it's a
hockey
it's
cap.
I know. It's one of those winter hats that goes over your ears.
There
that
we go.
That might be the kind
done.
Of hat.
There we
like
go.
It's got enough nice.
It is Kyle Pavlovsky's hat. You know what?
Yes. A practical hat. That's a better word than responsible.
There we go.
A practical hat.
I'm really glad we solved this case.
Yeah,
this
I feel good.
Another case solved, kids. Damn,
this
we
is
are
awful.
Good.
This is awful.
I feel like if we're
we
the Scooby-Doo gang,
Canada's going to kill us. They're going to send someone to kill us for that conversation.
Why?
Why am I going
to
kill us?
Is this going to force us to do show prep now?
Hey, if we're the Scooby-Doo gang, who are we?
You guys have to help me. I
you need to
Scooby-Doo.
Be Shaggy. Oh, I mean, there's no two ways about
it. Am I Shaggy or am I Scooby-Doo?
Wait, this is unfair. Does that mean I have to be the token girl?
There are two,
not necessarily.
Well, no, you and Norman can both be girls. You can be Velma and Daphne.
I don't know which one's which. I never
you can
Scooby-Doo.
Be the one with the glasses because you're wearing glasses, Norman.
Boom,
you're
Velma.
A dick. You're
shit.
Scooby-Doo.
All right. I've been called worse, lady.
Yeah. You Scooby.
You're a dog with a show named after him. That's very much like real life.
I would be Daphne.
Yep.
What did I
Candace would be Fred.
Really?
I literally have
she would
watched
take charge.
No
like, hey
episodes
guys,
of Scooby-Doo, so
up.
Sure.
Go this way.
No, I would never split down. People up.
Fred does, though.
Well, 2 and 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can pair up with, wait, which one are you? You Daphne?
I'm Daphne. He's Daphne for sure.
I'm Daphne. Okay. You're Fred.
I'm Fred?
I'm
you
Fred.
Just said
no,
she was Fred. Fred.
You're the other the scrawny guy.
I'm Shaggy.
Shaggy. Shaggy. I said that. And I'm Scooby. So we're a one-woman team and you get to be the woman? That's incredibly unfair.
I'm fine with it.
I'm a sexy nice. Redhead, guys.
Being the actual only woman, I'm fine
I'm
with
just
it.
Gonna be chilling in the Mystery Machine eating pizza.
Smoking a joint.
With my pal Scooby.
That's what I imagine John doing. That's John's summer anyway.
Oh, crass, we're doing all the work. This is the worst team ever.
I'm fine with it. It's whatever.
Then are we solving mysteries within Canada? Are we looking for Benjamin?
Oh, what should be our international, first? This is an international team.
If we had to go out now, what would we investigate?
Why
murders,
John uses so
like
many
CSI
puns.
Style.
Why Norman killed me?
I really thought your point was great, though.
It was a fucking novel. That could have been a mini series if we were to full-on perform it.
I'll do a part two one day.
Great.
Soon.
John, you'll still be in it. I promise you. You'll still be in
he's
it.
He's going to exhume my
you'll
body.
Still be dead. Thanks to it.
No,
you're not dead.
Part two, necrophilia.
You know, just for the sake of accuracy, Norman had Candace murder me. John was hung up from being Someone was fucking him. I don't remember what it was. He was tied up in leather straps with his stupid naked body. But John didn't get killed. I got killed.
That's Are you sure you got killed, Chris? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Wait for part two.
The amount of times I've listened back to that and rubbed a few out is, trust me, you had Candace murder me.
She shot you once. You could still be alive. You don't know.
Not if I shot him.
Cliffhanger.
Sequel. I'm a sharpshooter.
That's
He's
it.
Dead.
The mystery of the
Such
hostage
violent
taken.
Porn.
Well,
some like it rough.
That says a lot about Norman.
And if there were more than one of them, it would be porns.
Porns? I can't. Yes. I watch all the porns, you guys. That's what I said earlier. I said all the porns. I listened to all the porns.
Porns connoisseur.
The porns. Anyway, what the hell happened tonight?
Is this shaking the dust off after 4.5 months of...
I think we're doing great.
Together. This is pretty fucking
solid.
Great.
Yeah.
I really love
it. We solved so many mysteries tonight.
Yeah. I think we're just getting started.
This is the first time that the three of us have worked as a team on this show.
Oh my, we're growing.
Yeah, you guys have been united in disagreeing with me. I have
now
to hand it to you.
We're 30.
Exactly. Except John. I don't know how old you are, John.
John's
16,
are you 28?
I'm 29.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yep.
When do you turn 30? Of course
June.
You know that.
June. I'll be 30 in June.
June.
I'm shameless in my affection for John.
And enjoy he's your 29. It. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Are you
29?
Are you threatened not. By my? No. I wouldn't have thought so.
I'm not threatened by your affection.
You two are I'm all threatened. Loved up. Why can't John and I be?
I'm threatened by
because
the way,
we're not worried about
it.
Okay,
too, Chris.
I'm not worried.
Because what? I think
we're like very
you
classy
might
about
actually
it.
Sleep with him.
Oh. No, I feel like you would get him drunk and to have like a sad jack off.
Who's sad?
Like he was hitting him?
Dude.
You wouldn't know about it.
I think no matter who was on the receiving end, I'm pretty sure we'd...
Wake up your own semen and you're like, what happened?
And I'd be like, again?
Chris.
I like Norman's John voice. Chris. What happened?
Why?
You sound like the lamest...
Apparently I'm, Burgess Meredith.
That's Norman's voice for
the Batman television show. Again? When did I become the Penguin?
And this is I'm going to kill him. That's all I hear every day.
Great.
The Penguin, Shaggy, the only one in their 20s in the room. Man.
Hey, congratulations
you sure are
on that.
The shaft tonight.
Thank you. You're welcome. Shut up. Fuck.
I thought we were doing innuendo, not disagree with Chris's observation.
You're all being punny.
He's contagious.
Yes. Well, if you don't use a rubber, that's what happens.
It's true. And you guys definitely don't use protection.
No.
Safety first or last.
Except for this.
Nope.
45.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Chris Abalo's podcast experiment where safety comes second.
Yeah. That should be your new.
That should be the new
tagline for the fucking show.
And the Benjamins come first.
Explicit.
Way explicit.
Can we get a picture of that shirt and make it the cover of this episode?
Yeah.
His tunic or the All About the Benjamins?
No, they're all about the Benjamins.
You can
shirt.
Probably find it online somewhere.
Totally. It's got to be like Spencer's.
You know what? If somebody has an Etsy store and they're making six figures a week off of selling those shirts, color me wrong and embarrassed.
I mean, bro.
That would be amazing
you
if we were just like
on Etsy.
Back ordered. Well,
this is true.
If it wasn't before, it's going to be now because we put it out there and some entrepreneurial
welcome,
spirit is going to take this idea and run with it. They'll be like, I think that's really cool. Wow, Chris is an asshole. I think we should print these shirts up and sell them.
Patent
you
pending.
Just told the plot
pending.
Of Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump had nothing to do with Etsy.
T-shirts he did.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe. But that was for a small... There's so much more expansive of a story happening in Forrest Gump.
No, there isn't.
Beyond T-shirts?
He literally ran, so silly. And the then he story. Made T-shirts, and then...
Jenny.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Nothing about meeting presidents or AIDS or anything.
If you guys have not seen Forrest
t-shirts.
Gump, that sums it up.
That's
there was a
good.
Feather.
That was a little after my time.
About it.
Because I'm aged. What can I say?
You're like a genius.
John, on the other hand, has got another 9 months.
That's right, man.
Which is fine. That's the only.
You'll come into 30.
Yeah.
I'm just living the dream.
There's zero difference. It's funny the anxiety people have about turning 30. You don't wake up just feeling any different. It's all social.
I felt awesome. I was like, yeah, it's happened.
You were drunk as fuck. You woke up hungover.
I was
to the
classy?
Point. No. I saw a video of you sleeping on your bathroom floor after your birthday party.
That
was
me.
That's not classic.
That was a different version of me.
It was your body double?
Alter Igor. Ego.
Exactly.
What? Igor?
Alter Igor?
That's drunken Norman.
Happy birthday,
you can do to turn to the monsters. It's fine.
Your alter Igor.
Man, there's so many, there's titles just flooding to me for this episode. Mostly about the Benjamins.
What if that's what happened? You got drunk and turned into like an Igor character.
That would be amazing. Oh, Norman, I have a dealer drunkard, so I have a question for you. What is it with people adding egg whites to martinis?
Gross. That's disgusting. What's wrong with
that's
you?
That's a I've thing. Seen, this is the
yeah.
first time hearing about it.
You've never seen that on a menu. I've seen it on multiple menus.
I've had it once in a. I went to a fancy restaurant. They made me a whiskey sour with egg whites that were like whipped, so it was like foamy at the top.
Yeah, but that's weird.
It tasted like cinnamon.
Why don't you just blow someone?
Have a drink without egg in it?
Or yeah.
I mean, why? It's just like those fancy bars,
why
but it tastes like nothing.
That? Are you not getting enough protein? Like,
that's why. Apparently. But in a martini or even a whiskey sour?
I don't get a martini. That's
weird. I
don't
weird. Like to put eggs in my drink.
I don't think anybody's getting it for the semen-like consistency of egg
whites.
Was
it a breakfast martini?
I miss it.
Good question.
Like, any protein?
Maple bacon as
do
a garnish?
It could be. And like a tiny pancake on the edge? I think we're on to something.
I think so.
Can you scramble the eggs and put them in there? I don't like otherwise.
Oh my God.
I think I've turned the corner on this episode. I think this might be the most prolific episode we've had. We've come up with a shitload of great ideas.
We need to write these down.
We're going to solve mysteries. I think that needs to be the next series. We solve mysteries instead of erotica. I think we need to do that.
There's still going to be porn in mine, just to let you guys know.
No shit. That's Norman's every day.
Hey.
Just like there needs to be sex and someone needs to kill Chris. Speaking of fiction, I like to tell you about my friends at Audible.com.
Oh, Jesus.
The internet's leading provider of digital audiobooks. With over 180,000 downloadable titles. They have everything you could be looking for. And for you, listeners and viewers of the show, if there's still anybody left, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial for you to try out their service. And see what it's all about. All you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/cape and sign up and get in on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm an Audible member. Norman's an Audible member. Can't speak for the other two delinquents, but I'm going to go with yes for the sake of endorsement. They are.
Yeah.
Call it a yes. Call it a yes.
Audibles.
I was just at a bookstore earlier today.
Oh, shut up, John.
Oh, this is called The Last Bookstore. It's great.
We're dealing in audiobooks.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm an enthusiast.
You are, okay.
I'm a supporter.
You ruined this advertising.
You
are a literature. You went to a real bookstore.
No, I'm saying I'm a supporter of the, of you know what?
Of
you don't get
arts.
It, man.
He supports the arts.
You don't get it.
Oh, God.
You don't get it. I'm saying I'm a supporter of
no,
the book.
No, stop.
I'm an enthusiast of the book. Okay?
The Bible?
So what? If you like music, you have to download it on iTunes? You can't get it on
in
record?
In this day and age, yes.
You can't go see it live? Snap.
Oh. You're about to turn 30, John.
No
stalemate.
Response. No response. I'm sorry.
He's going to rip that extra fabric off your shirt and strangle you with it.
Next month is Domestic Violence Month, so we'll talk about that later.
Yay.
Okay.
Is that what we're going to do next month?
He domestically violated him.
I wouldn't say violated him.
Yeah, Norman was the one who violated
you. That's true. You did.
That's true. Who said that?
Maybe it wasn't violation. Maybe he was into
it. We all know what you guys do behind closed doors.
Yes means yes.
I'm just sitting over here trying to solve mysteries. I'm just getting harassed by fucking Daphne.
You're high anyways. You know what's happening.
Come on, man.
Make it to go.
Oh, what's going on? I can't do a Shaggy impression. I can work on
it's
it.
Okay.
That's not my character anyway. Oh, I'm Scooby. That's right.
You're Scooby. Okay. You dog.
I just got to run around and be scared. All right, that's easy. I can handle that.
You have to learn how to run without moving and just seeing like the blurry circle of your legs going and then take off. That's what you have to learn. Yeah, exactly.
I think this is good. I think we should solve mysteries.
Okay.
If I get a van, like a white panel van.
As long as
can we
no
ride around together.
So mysteries or steal children? Like what are you talking about?
I was like,
that
for
could be a ploy.
It could be a ploy. Kids, we solved like, them by taking your children.
Don't even
the reward.
Listen,
the mystery of your marriage solved it.
I don't want this pick show lighting up any Amber Alerts. Don't even talk about that. I'm talking about solving mysteries.
You're the one who mentioned the van.
We're not stealing children. They had Chris Abalo.
They had a van.
They had a colorful van. You said a white van.
Not
like
a white van. That's like a rapist. Just white rapist on the side of it. Like, we rape people. Call 1-800-RAPEY.
It's because the van is white. That's the reason.
What? Duh.
Find a rainbow-colored van.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a 50% vote.
If we draw boobs on it, we'd be happy?
Yes. I'd be very happy with that, John.
If we draw John's like,
I'm imagining
on it,
a white, I'm imagining a white van with like one single line of crummily done spray paint boobs. And people are like, what is that?
They must solve mysteries.
Yeah.
No kids getting abducted in that van, right? That van's discreet.
And I drink my Jameson and I stumble out the back doors. Who's solving mysteries?
Like, there's one rainbow flag sticker on the back. On one of the back doors to it. Just be like, we got all the bases covered.
Come on, guys. I'm Shaggy. Get in.
Chris says some disgusting innuendo about John's penis.
I didn't say a word about John's penis. I said I love John for his brain.
He saw your eyes.
Did you notice, John?
You know that brain is...
That's synonymous for penis. Like, that's the thing. Like, I love you for your tiny brain.
No.
We all know what you're saying.
I am not nearly as interested in his epididymis as I am that big, sexy brain.
Epididymis is in the testicles.
It's a reference, and it was just lost on you.
Because the epididymis is in the
There are a few people in hysterics over that reference I just did. A certain movie.
They're not here.
They're listening though.
Oh, you guys are enjoying your hysterics. Enjoy your hysterics. Ha. Hysteric. John's penis.
That got hostile.
It did. Because of your dick.
Again?
Story of my life.
Bringing it up.
Get hostile because of John's dick on the reg.
It's so true. It's
dick hostility. Private eye.
Keep it away. Keep it away. Shut up. Shut up, Chris.
No.
You almost chastised John for that.
It's usually your fault. Natural reaction.
Someone said something stupid. Must have been John Carunas.
You know that whole, like, thanks, Obama. That's Norman just being like, goddamn John. Stubs his toe at his house. I'm nowhere around. I'm going to kill that guy.
Dude, it wasn't even there.
Fucking John.
He texts you, fucking John. You're like, what, dude?
You're dead.
Jeez. Norman, I live 38 minutes from you. How could I be responsible?
Jeez.
You're always responsible, John.
Yeah.
Everything that's wrong.
Story of my life.
Not in my eyes. It makes you feel any better. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Chris.
Make sure you are following the show on Instagram and Twitter and Tumblr at KatePod. And like the show on Facebook and subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. So you can see two cackling hyenas. You can see Daphne and Fred just in hysterics over each other. That's worth
cute.
That's worth a view alone.
God.
And disproportionately obsessed with John's penis.
Hey.
Anyway. And in the meantime, if you are curious about what's going on, you can't follow Norman anywhere.
On YouTube now, okay.
What?
All right, that link will be in the... Okay, fine. Do you have a custom URL? Or no?
I don't know.
Okay, well. Once again, chrisabala.com, Cape67 post. All the relevant links will be there. You can follow Candace on Twitter and Instagram at LeShark26, LeShark26. You can follow John on Instagram at Hey, it's John K.
Keeping it easy.
And you can follow me at chrisabalo on Twitter and Chris Sells Out on Instagram. And I will be back next week making all the jokes I want and possibly talking about John. Not saying it's going to happen, but I wouldn't rule it out. And, of course, you can always tune into the show live Monday nights, 9 p.m. at SkidRowStudios.com. So, until next time, for John Carunas, Norman Trotter, and Candace Feltz, and Norman's jorts, and John's tunic. and Candace's abject disapproval. This is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
Leave, you idiot. Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong.
All right, then, leave and take your book with you.